My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 161, Cheating by Just 1 Point. Jackson Walker was a famous translation master, and even though Zaviera Evans was a translation prodigy, she was still a nobody compared to Walker. Yet, she dared to mock him, MRR. Walker is scared. Jackson's face turned red with anger, and he trembled as he clutched his chest. You. Sister, we're not trying to frame you. I'd be happy if you didn't cheat, but, Mag Evans looked worried, pretending to be innocent. But Zaviera didn't buy her act. Then I want to retake the test, you shouldn't object, right? Mag immediately squeezed out a few tears and choked, Sister. Just forget it. Let's take the exam again when your skills improve. Please don't be impulsive, I'm begging you, okay? I don't need you. Zaviera coldly interrupted, and then looked at Principal Heik, I want to retake the exam. 141 Onupter 101 Cheating by Just 1 Point. Before Jackson could roar in objection, a group of people suddenly rushed into the principal's office. Principal, we support Zaviera Evans. If Zaviera wants to prove herself, why not give her a chance? Mr. Walker, you may be a famous translation master, but that doesn't mean your opinions are correct. You can't accuse Zaviera of cheating without evidence. She wants to apply for a retest, and you must agree. Jackson's chest heaved with anger, and he was nearly out of breath. He was a top figure in the translation world, yet he was being questioned like his. Even if Zaviera had cheated, what more evidence did they need? If she had been wronged, she should admit it for the sake of his reputation as a translation master. How could she join forces with a group of people to defy him? Jackson gritted his teeth in hatred, so you want a retest? Fine, I agree. But in order to prevent you from cheating again, I'll personally set the questions this time. He had to think carefully about what kind of questions would be difficult for Xaviera. Zaviera appeared nonchalant, all right, once Mr. Walker has set the questions, notify me for the exam. Mag sneered secretly, not expecting things to take a turn. Let it be. Let Zaviera catch her breath for a moment. Mr. Walker will definitely come up with the hardest questions. When Zaviera fails to answer them, her cheating will be confirmed, and her final outcome could be worse than it is now. That afternoon, Jackson finished setting the questions. He chose some highly specialized articles that were very difficult to translate, which even native speakers might not be able to accurately translate. Professor Valley of the English Department glanced at the questions and frowned. Mr. Walker, aren't these questions a bit too difficult? Zaviera isn't a student in this major, how can she translate them? Jackson sneered, it's Zaviera who wants to retake the test, and she agreed to let me set the questions. Whether she can translate THM or not has nothing to do with me. If she can't answer them, it means she cheated. Professor Valley was at a loss for words, just about to argue back when Zaviera walked in, glanced at Jackson indifferently, and asked slowly, can I take the test now? Jackson arrogantly raised his head, showed a sinister smile, and knocked on the table. Zaviera, to prevent you from cheating, I've decided to sit in as an invigilator alongside Professor Valley. Do you agree? Xaviera glanced at him, then looked around the classroom and indeed found several cameras, no problem. She sneered in her heart, the more people watching, the better, it would avert further accusations of cheating. Now, under everyone's scrutiny, let's see if Jackson dares to accuse her of cheating again. After the announcement of the start of the exam, Xaviera sat down and began the test without any hesitation. Jackson laughed scornfully, "Xaviera, if you can't score full marks this time, it means you cheated on the last exam." Professor Valley became angry in an instant, "Jackson Walker, you're going too far. This test is obviously much more difficult than the last one. It's unfair to do this." Xaviera nodded, then slowly raised her eyes and blinked, "Full marks it is." Jackson burst into laughter, Xaviera was too audacious. Even he wouldn't be able to score full marks on this test, let alone Xaviera. He would just quietly watch Xaviera boast. After a while, Xaviera put down her pen, reviewed the paper, and said, "I'm finished." "Professor Valle Y., M.R. Walker, please grade my paper," dares to accuse her of cheating again. After the announcement of the start of the exam, Xaviera sat down and began the test without any hesitation. Jackson laughed scornfully, "Xaviera, if you can't score full marks this time, it means you cheated on the last exam." Professor Valley became angry in an instant, "Jackson Walker, you're going too far. This test is obviously much more difficult than the last one. It's unfair to do this." Xaviera nodded, then slowly raised her eyes and blinked, "Full marks it is." Jackson burst into laughter, Xaviera was too audacious. Even he wouldn't be able to score full marks on this test, let alone Xaviera. He would just quietly watch Xaviera boast. After a while, Xaviera put down her pen, reviewed the paper, and said, "I'm finished." "Professor Valley, M.R. Walker, please grade my paper." At that moment, the principal standing in front of Xaviera let out a sigh of relief. Seeing Xaviera's confident gaze, it should be fine. But Jackson didn't think so. With disdain all over his face, he sneered, "Xaviera, I'll say it now, even if you miss one point, it means you cheated last time. You finished in just half an hour. You didn't just scribble randomly, did you?" Xaviera didn't expect that the famous translation master would have such a despicable character. She only smiled, "How can Mr. Walker know I wrote randomly without even looking?" Having said that, Xaviera stood up, nodded to Professor Valley and the principal, and then turned around to leave. The Golden Ticket Ranking Report 162. Chapter 162, Because Xaviera Evans is a Genius. Jackson Walker scoffed, arrogant. "How can a person who disrespects his elders like you possibly translate a masterpiece?" He glanced down at the full, neat handwriting on the paper. Despite the disdain in Jackson Walker's heart, he widened his eyes in disbelief when he picked up paper. "Impossible." Jackson Walker's voice trembled. The text was a professional article with relatively unpopular terms. How could Xaviera Evans have translated it without any errors? The even students from the English department wouldn't know all the professional terminologies. Absolutely impossible. Zaviera must have studied it before, and she could only translate the section. Forced himself to calm down, his eyes fixated on the paper. His eyes were filled with shock, and finally, his fingers could barely hold the paper. Professor Valley stood beside Jackson Walker, looking at the paper with wide, amazed eyes. He couldn't help but praise, "Zaviera is truly a translation prodigy. She is familiar with such obscure and difficult vocabulary, her sentences are not only fluent, but also beautiful." Mr. Walker, her level is indeed higher than yours. Upon hearing those words, Jackson Walker almost spat blood in anger. How could Zaviera's level possibly be higher than his? But faced with the paper, he had to admit it. Jackson Walker's face was completely flushed as he slammed the table and roared, "This is absolutely impossible. Even if she had learned English before, considering her age, she wouldn't surpass me. She must have seen the paper beforehand and cheated again." Professor Valley was furious. "Mr. Walker, it's not Professor Valley wa shameful to be inferior to others, but if you don't admit it, you'll disgrace the title of translation master. You made the paper yourself, and even you wouldn't know the answers. How can Zaviera know them? Since she has proven her strength, she must have cheated. Do you have no shame?" Jackson Walker's face turned red. After all, he was at famous translation master. How could he let a junior surpass him? The Evans family said she grew up in the countryside and never learned English-ish, so tell me how she could translate such a professional article. Professor Valley rolled his eyes and retorted, "That's because Zaviera is a genius, Mr. Walker can refuse to admit it, but that's the truth." Jackson Walker's face turned pale, his lips trembling, but he couldn't say a word. At that moment, several English department students rushed in. A top student picked up Zaviera's paper and immediately was filled with admiration. After a glance, "Zaviera is definitely a translation genius. I study English day and night, but I see old never reach this level. And her translations are so beautiful, something we can't achieve." Everyone agreed and passed around Zaviera's paper. "Mr. Walker, are you afraid of Zaviera surpassing yourself, so you falsely accused her of cheating?" "That's right. Zaviera proved her innocence through the retake, but he still accuses her of cheating. What a sore loser. What a shame for a so-called translation master, not being able to accept a student surpassing him." Jackson Walker was gritting his teeth in anger. If it wasn't for being at Lebanon University, he would have thrown all these students out long ago. The principal cleared his throat, "Mr. Walker, as you can see, Zaviera is indeed a translation prodigy. She didn't cheat. If this gets out, it won't be good for your reputation. Why don't you just let it go?" Jackson Walker didn't say a word and left with a step. At that moment, he had an urge to burn the whole classroom down. All these people were witnesses. If they couldn't talk, and the paper was gone, there would be no way to prove Zaviera's innocence. He could never tolerate the existence of such a translation genius in the field. Would this prove that Zaviera was wronged? He wouldn't give up so easily. He still had a trump card to play. At this moment, The principal looked at Jackson Walker's retreating figure and handed the paper with a smile to Professor Valley so he could keep it as a reference for English department students in the future. Lebanon University had just witnessed the emergence of a translation genius. After leaving the university, as soon as Zaviera stepped out of the campus gate, she saw Caleb Mamet's car. The car window rolled down, and Caleb Mamet revealed his enchanting face and deep eyes, leisurely asking, "Mrs. Mamet, were you bullied?" Zaviera was startled for a moment, and then looked at Caleb Mamet with some surprise. Since he asked sincerely, she had to seize the opportunity. Originally, Zaviera didn't care about the incident, but when Caleb asked, she suddenly clutched her chest, her face filled with sadness as she sobbed, "Caleb. They bullied me." If Caleb hadn't asked, she wouldn't have bothered complaining. But now that he had, she felt the need to vent her anger. Translate such a professional article. Professor Valley rolled his eyes and retorted, "That's because Zaviera is a GE News, Mr. Walker can refuse to admit it, but that's the truth." Jackson Walker's face turned pale, his lips trembling, but he couldn't say a word. At that moment, several English department students rushed in. A top student picked up Zaviera's paper and immediately was filled with admiration after a glance. "Zaviera is definitely a translation genius. I study English day and night, but I see old never reach this level. And her translations are so beautiful, something we can't achieve." Everyone agreed and passed around Zaviera's paper. "Mr. Walker, are you afraid of Zaviera surpassing yourself, so you falsely accused her of cheating?" "That's right. Zaviera proved her innocence through the retake, but he still accuses her of cheating. What a sore loser. What a shame for a so-called translation master, not being able to accept a student surpassing him." Jackson Walker was gritting his teeth in anger. If it wasn't for being at Lebanon University, he would have thrown all these students out long ago. The principal cleared his throat, "Mr. Walker, as you can see, Zaviera is indeed a translation prodigy. She didn't cheat. If this gets out, it won't be good for your reputation. Why don't you just let it go?" Jackson Walker didn't say a word and left with a step. At that moment, he had an urge to burn the whole Z.White Evans is a genius classroom down. All these people were witnesses. If they couldn't talk, and the paper was gone, there would be no way to prove Zaviera's innocence. He could never tolerate the existence of such a translation genius in the field. Would this prove that Zaviera was wronged? He wouldn't give up so easily. He still had a trump card to play. At this moment, the principal looked at Jackson Walker's retreating figure and handed the paper with a smile to Professor Valley so he could keep it as a reference for English department students in the future. Lebanon University had just witnessed the emergence of a translation genius. After leaving the university, as soon as Zaviera stepped out of the campus gate, she saw Caleb Mamet's car. The car window rolled down, and Caleb Mamet, because Zaviera Evans is a genius, revealed his enchanting face and deep eyes, leisurely asking, "Mrs. Mamet, were you bullied?" Zaviera was startled for a moment, and then looked at Caleb Mamet with some surprise. Since he asked sincerely, she had to seize the opportunity. Originally, Zaviera didn't care about the incident, But when Caleb asked, she suddenly clutched her chest, her face filled with sadness as she sobbed, "Caleb. They bullied me." If Caleb hadn't asked, she wouldn't have bothered complaining. But now that he had, she felt the need to vent her anger. Chapter 164, Having Dinner with Yvette Flack. "Evans is a genius," Jackson Walker scoffed, arrogant. "How can a person who disrespects his LDRS like you possibly translate a masterpiece?" He glanced down at the full, neat handwriting on the paper. Despite the disdain in Jackson Walker's heart, he widened his eyes in disbelief when he picked up paper. "Impossible." Jackson Walker's voice trembled. The text was a professional article with relatively unpopular terms. How could Xaviera Evans have translated it without any errors? The even students from the English department wouldn't know all the professional terminologies. Absolutely impossible. Xaviera must have studied it before, and she could only translate this section. Jackson Walker forced himself to calm down, his eyes fixated on the paper. His eyes were filled with shock, and finally, his fingers could barely hold the paper. Professor Valley stood beside Jackson Walker, looking at the paper with wide, amazed eyes. He couldn't help but praise, "Xaviera is truly a translation prodigy. She is familiar with such obscure and difficult vocabulary, her sentences are not only fluent, but also beautiful. Mr. Walker, her level is indeed higher than yours." Upon hearing those words, Jackson Walker almost spat blood in anger. How could Xaviera's level possibly be higher than his? But faced with the paper, he had to admit it. Jackson Walker's face was completely flushed as he slammed the table and roared, "This is absolutely impossible. Even if she had learned English before, considering her age, she wouldn't surpass me. She must have seen the paper beforehand and cheated again." Professor Valley was furious, "Mr. Walker, it's not Professor Valley wa shameful to be inferior to others, but if you don't admit it, you'll disgrace the title of translation master. You made the paper yourself, and even you wouldn't know the answers. How can Xaviera know them? Since she has proven her strength, she must have cheated. Do you have no shame?" Jackson Walker's face turned red. After all, he was at famous translation master. How could he let a junior surpass him? The Evans family said she grew up in the countryside and never learned English-ish, so tell me how she could translate such a professional article. Professor Valley rolled his eyes and retorted, "That's because Xaviera is a genius, Mr. Walker can refuse to admit it, but that's the truth." Jackson Walker's face turned pale, his lips trembling, but he couldn't say a word. At that moment, several English department students rushed in. A top student picked up Xaviera's paper and immediately was filled with admiration. After a glance, "Xaviera is definitely a translation genius. I study English day and night, but I see old never reach this level. And her translations are so beautiful, something we can't achieve." Everyone agreed and passed around Xaviera's paper. "Mr. Walker, are you afraid of Xaviera surpassing yourself, so you falsely accused her of cheating?" "That's right. Xaviera proved her innocence through the retake, but he still accuses her of cheating. What a sore loser. What a shame for us so, called translation master, not being able to accept a student surpassing him. Jackson Walker was gritting his teeth in anger. If it wasn't for being at Lebanon University, he would have thrown all these students out long ago. The principal cleared his throat, Mr. Walker, as you can see, Zaviera is indeed a translation prodigy. She didn't cheat. If this gets out, it won't be good for your reputation. Why don't you just let it go? Jackson Walker didn't say a word and left with a step. At that moment, he had an urge to burn the whole Z.Wide Evans is a genius classroom down. All these people were witnesses. If they couldn't talk, and the paper was gone, there would be no way to prove Zaviera's innocence. He could never tolerate the existence of such a translation genius in the field. Would this prove that Zaviera was wronged? He wouldn't give up so easily. He still had a trump card to play. At this moment, the principal looked at Jackson Walker's retreating figure and handed the paper with a smile to Professor Valley so he could keep it as a reference for English department students in the future. Lebanon University had just witnessed the emergence of a translation genius. After leaving the university, as soon as Zaviera stepped out of the campus gate, she saw Caleb Mamet's car. The car window rolled down, and Caleb Mamet revealed his enchanting face and deep eyes, leisurely asking, "Mrs. Mamet, were you bullied?" Zaviera was startled for a moment, and then looked at Caleb Mamet with some surprise. Since he asked sincerely, she had to seize the opportunity. Originally, Zaviera didn't care about the incident, but when Caleb asked, she suddenly clutched her chest, her face filled with sadness as she sobbed, "KLB. They bullied me." If Caleb hadn't asked, she wouldn't have bothered complaining. But now that he had, she felt the need to vent her anger. "If I can't taste it, it's such a pity." Caleb Mamet raised an eyebrow, and his throat moved. Zaviera Evans went upstairs happily to change her clothes, while Caleb took tea ingredients out of the refrigerator and started cooking. Fresh ingredients were delivered to the Lowen clubhouse every day, all of the best quality, which only needed a simple rinse. After preparing the ingredients, Caleb took out his phone and found the corresponding recipe. The dish Zaviera wanted seemed a bit complicated, but with the recipe, it shouldn't be too difficult. Caleb was full of confidence. He was a big shot in the business world, capable of seeing through all sorts of schemes. Cooking would be a piece of cake for him. When Zaviera walked downstairs wearing her robe, her eyes instantly lit up. The dishes on the table looked so tempting. "Caleb. You're amazing." Caleb remained calm, focusing on finishing the last dish. Zaviera leaned forward and kissed him on the corner of his mouth, then quickly tasted a piece of steak. The smile on her face gradually disappeared. She slowly put down her chopsticks and gave an awkward smile. She stared at the beautiful-looking steak on the plate, then looked incredulously at Caleb. Zaviera wondered if Caleb was playing a joke on her. Her hand trembling, she picked up another piece of meat. The seemingly appetizing steak was surprisingly awful. Zaviera gulped down a glass of water to suppress the strange taste, and then heard the man beside her speak slowly, "Mrs. Mamet, is my cooking not good enough?" Zaviera furrowed her brow. "Caleb, your cooking skills, this is my first time cooking for someone. Can't Mrs. Mamet, give me some credit. If I'm not happy, I might not allow Mrs. Mamet to kiss me in the future. Zaviro was speechless, and almost spat out a mouthful of blood. Blackmail. If she insisted on saying it tasted bad, with Caleb's vindictive nature, he would definitely not allow her to kiss him again, and she would lose her sense of taste. But this dish. Zaviro fell silent for a few seconds before sincerely saying, "It's delicious. I see and believe you made it so tasty on your first try. You're amazing." Caleb lifted the corner of his mouth, leisurely asking, "Is that your honest opinion?" Zaviro didn't hesitate, "Of course it is. Mrs. Mamet, aren't you hungry?" Zaviro. That darn man must have had ulterior motives. Fortunately, Zaviera's taste buds were about to disappear soon, and it wouldn't matter what she ate. As long as it made Caleb happy, eating a few bites of his dish wouldn't be a by-gee deal. Mrs. Mamet. Just then, Caleb suddenly said, "To thank you for your praise, I've decided to kiss you." As soon as his words fell, he pressed his lips against her soft lips. After a gentle touch, everything seemed calm again, as if nothing had happened. Zaviro still had a mouthful of meat, and her taste buds instantly came back. "Darn it! Caleb, you rascal!" Zaviro tried to hold back the urge to vomit and forcibly swallowed the meat. She then started picking and choosing what to eat from her meal, only using the chopsticks for the few dishes when the time came. "Mrs. Mamet, I wanna kiss you again." "Zaviro, how could a man be as despicable as Caleb in this world?" Zaviro was at his mercy and didn't dare to refuse. If she ever refused once, knowing his vindictive nature, he would probably never let her kiss him again in the future. Zaviro wanted to cry, but no tears fell. Just then, the doorbell rang. As she was wondering who it could be, she heard Yvette Flack's trembling, weak voice, "Caleb, it's me." Zaviro looked up sharply. So Yvette hadn't left yet. Outside, the rain had started to fall, and Yvette, facing the cold wind and heavy rain, looked pathetically at Caleb and said, "Caleb, it's raining. Can I come in to avoid the rain, please?" Caleb raised an eyebrow and pressed the button on his phone. The door slowly opened. Yvette's dress was soaked, clinging tightly to her body, revealing her perfect figure. One could even faintly see her underwear color. Zaviera's mouth fell open. "So Caleb just let Yvette in?" He spoke casually, "Miss Flack, haven't you had dinner yet?" Yvette's face blossomed into a smile, "I haven't. Can I stay for dinner?" Caleb nodded, "I cooked it myself." "Miss Flack, please have a taste." Zaviro silently turned her face away, shaking with laughter. Yvette looked at Zaviro haughtily, thinking she was crying in sadness. So this was Mrs. Mamet, but it seemed that Caleb still cared about her. Or else why would he let her stay for dinner? Dinner was just the beginning. From now on, she would. Boom, Yvette's taste buds exploded instantaneously, and a nauseating feeling welled up within her. Her face turned pale, the hand holding her chopsticks trembled slightly, wanting desperately to spit out the unidentified object in her mouth. Chapter 165, The Villain Cries Foul First. Miss Flack, how's the dish I made? Caleb asked gently. Yvette didn't dare chew and swallowed it whole. It's delicious, Caleb raised an eyebrow and smiled faintly, Miss Flack has good taste. Too bad Zaviera doesn't like it. Yvette clenched her teeth and picked up her chopsticks again, her hands shaking. Her expression hovered between a smile and embarrassment, finally revealing a distorted expression. As long as it's made by Caleb, I like it. She would endure it, at least she was more understanding than Zaviera. Yvette forced herself to take another bite, and Caleb showed a smile. Eventually, she didn't even realize that she was full. Zaviera opened her eyes wide. Yvette looked so thin, yet she ate two or three plates of food. Caleb laughed and nodded, Miss Flack seems to really like my dishes. Don't waste them, let's get full and go upstairs first. With that, he led Zaviera away. Zaviera. Amazing. Caleb's tactics against the phony girl were textbook level. Caleb just smiled and took out his phone to send a message to Steve Price, deal with the man who bullied my wife. Steve Price quickly replied with a yes. Nobody would dare mess with MRS. Mammoth. Elsewhere, Jackson Walker's phone suddenly rang, and he turned pale. I invested so much money and effort, why did they cancel it? A disdainful voice came from the phone, Mr. Walker, you should really think about what mistakes you've made. Jackson used all his savings to hold a translation event, inviting famous foreigners to Lebanon University, which was due to start in 2 days. Jackson suppressed his anger, I don't remember making any mistakes, please explain. The man on the phone was a little unsure, Deputy Officer Price informed me, the one beside Mr. Mammoth. You know what I mean. Mr. Mammoth. Jackson's legs gave out, and he fell to his knees. When did he offend Mr. Mammoth? But, Mr. Mammoth is a board member of Lebanon University. Mr. Mammoth thought Jackson wronged Zaviera and caused a mess that affected the university's reputation, so he punished him. That's it. Zaviera is a disaster. He couldn't let Mr. Mammoth hold a grudge against him, so he had to push everything onto Zaviera. This way, he could not only ruin Zaviera, but also let everyone know that she was the one who destroyed the university's reputation and that it had nothing to do with him. The next day, as Zaviera went downstairs, she couldn't help but ask, "Where's Yvette?" The butler replied, Miss Flack had a sudden bout of vomiting and diarrhea last night, probably due to a cold, so she was sent back to the Flack family. Zaviera looked at Caleb, was it a cold? More like food poisoning, Caleb's cooking was like a biochemical weapon. Yvette probably wouldn't visit the Lowen clubhouse again. At Caleb's house, she vomited and had diarrhea and then was carried home. This was not something a beautiful girl should be doing. The news got out, where would the face of the Flack family's daughter go? Madam, the butler suddenly asked, I heard you all had dinner together last night. Maybe Miss Flack got sick from something she ate. What did you eat? Zaviera looked at Caleb with embarrassment. She couldn't say his cooking was the problem in front of Caleb, So she carefully said, "We just ordered a takeaway. Yvette has a weak body, so maybe it just disagreed with her. But you see, we're both fine." The butler nodded, "How could you eat takeaway? Don't order from that place again. It made someone sick. What kind of chef do they have? Miss Flack is weak, and she can't control her diet. Luckily, Madam and Mr. Mamet are fine." Caleb pursed his lips, maybe the butler's salary should be cut. Just as Zaviera sat down to eat breakfast, her phone rang. "Albert. Zaviera, something's happened." Jackson Walker posted on Twitter. "Jackson Walker? What's he up to?" Zaviera hung up the phone and opened Twitter, seeing countless messages pointing at Jackson Walker. She clicked on the tweet and couldn't help but laugh coldly. This Jackson Walker was really the first to accuse others. Jackson Walker, during the translation competition held at Lebanon University, a student cheated openly. "When I pointed it out, she apologized in front of all the teachers and students. Considering that she willingly admitted her mistake, I gave her a chance to retake the exam, and I personally set the questions." Chapter 166, The Situation Has Gotten Much Worse. Zaviera Evans looked at the comments on Twitter, her expression subtle. Perfect. Jackson Walker wouldn't drop the issue until he saw some serious trouble. Jackson Walker was well known in the industry, and when he publicly accused a student of plagiarism, it immediately attracted widespread attention. Several students from Lebanon University commented on Zaviera's post, "We got to hear that girl apologize on the school's PA system after class, but it seems like she won't admit to her plagiarism. Can the famous Mr. Walker falsely accuse you? She cheated twice and still won't admit to it. Does she think we are all fools?" At Zaviera Evans, she did so well on such a hard test, what could it be other than cheating? She happens to be a teacher of design college in Lahill, often cooperating with foreign brands. Being able to translate articles is not a surprise. Perhaps she has to improve her English for work. You guys are rushing to accusations of cheating based on JUST2 papers. Aren't you being too rash? Discussions concerning this matter became more and more heated, receiving over a billion views. At this time, Mag Evans logged on. Mag was known as the beauty of Lebanon University, in addition to being a SWEET model. Her innocent smile and perfect figure won her numerous fans since she started her career at the age of 16. Everyone knew that Zaviera and Mag were sisters. Mag started a live stream right at this crucial time, and the excited viewers all moved to her live room. An intrigued Zaviera smirked and followed the stream. The number of people in the live stream continued to increase, ranking first on the site. Having to apologize for her unsuccessful sister. It seems like the Evans family have gone to great lengths to appease Mr. Walker's anger. As Mag softly sobbed, she wiped her tears away. Derek Evans then appeared in the livestream's frame, saying helplessly, "All netizens, I am the father of Mag and Zaviera. I am deeply ashamed of Zaviera's act of cheating. I failed to educate her well as a father. But I still hope you all won't blame her. Zaviera got lost when she was a child and lived in the countryside for a long while before we found her. She didn't receive any education and only cheated on the spur of the moment because she was afraid of disappointing our family. But she has sincerely repented now, and since Mr. Walker is in our house, he has already forgiven her. Jackson Walker also appeared, indicating his displeasure by furrowing his brow. "Ws, I understand Xavier's background now, but no matter what, cheating is wrong. However, as Mr. Evans and Mag have kept on apologizing on behalf of Xavier, I want to give her a chance to make amends. Let's put an end. If she denied cheating now, she would be shamed and scolded by the public." At this moment, Jackson Walker suddenly smiled slightly. "After this incident, I found out that Mag is a very virtuous child and also very capable. So, I've decided to take her on as my apprentice. This child is bound to be accomplished in the future." Mag modestly responded with a smile, "Master, you flatter me." Chapter 167, International Translation Organization. Jackson Walker gazed at Mag with affection. "Mag, in the future, you must study translation diligently and help your sister improve her skills. Don't let her cheat again." Mag immediately nodded her head. "I'll definitely help my sister and keep her from making any more mistakes." Xavier Evans took a look at the people on the screen and sneered, labeling her a cheater, thinking that the matter would end just like that. Mag Evans, Derek Evans, and Jackson Walker had wronged her and yet still managed to keep their good reputations. Did they think she would just swallow her anger and let it go? No way. Picked up the phone and called the person in charge of the translation competition, speaking calmly, "This is Xavier Evans." After hanging up the phone, Xavier left with Caleb Mamet. "Head to the Evans family," Xavier said coldly. But when she looked at Caleb, she showed a hint of grievance. "They all bullied Emmy." Caleb Mamet didn't show any emotion. "Steve Price." Steve Price said nervously, "Mr. Mamet, I'll immediately leak the truth to ruin Jackson Walker and make him pay for bullying my wife." As the words fell, Caleb glanced at him. "Do you have any idea who she is?" Steve Price thought that Mr. Mamet was jealous, so he quickly tried to reassure him. "Surely, his wife must have asked a friend for help, Mr. Mamet." Before the words were even out, Caleb casually said, "Nick is the vice president of the International Translation Organization." Tone was icy. "Jackson Walker is finished." Steve Price's eyes widened in surprise. It turns out the person Xavier just spoke with was the vice president of the International Translation Organization. His attitude towards Xavier was very residential, respectful, treating her as if she was his superior. Why would such a dignified figure act so humble? Caleb Mamet grinned slightly. If he wasn't mistaken, Xavier Evans was the mysterious person in the translation competition who won first place every year without ever revealing her identity or face. The translation organization had spent a great deal of effort in trying to invite her to join, but she had always refused. Jackson Walker infuriated Xavier Evans and also gave the translation organization an opportunity. Caleb Mamet knew that Jackson Walker would not only suffer humiliation and disgrace, but he would also have nowhere to shelter himself, neither domestically nor abroad. SE Conference Hall of the International Translation Organization. MW hanging up the phone. Nick roared. We all know mine Xaviera Inanza's TR translation skills, Jackson Walker WWWD to accuse her of cheating, does some woe any who we won the translation competition first place for 5 native years need to cheat. We been writing Miss Xaviera Evans to join our opatiation for years, but SHE finally relaxed her stance only for things to be ruined by that idiot Mikeson W. Alker Mr. Nick, let's release a statement right now to clear Miss Xaviera Evans's name. Jackson Walker isn't even qualified to join our organization, and yet he dared to look down on Miss Xaviera Evans. Is he out of his mind? But Nick hurried to stop them. No need to be hasty. Miss Xaviera Evans has her own plans, and we should follow her instructions. He informed everyone about Xaviera's plans, and they all expressed their admiration. After the broadcast ended, Mag immediately spoke to Jackson Walker with great respect. Master, thank you for not holding a grudge against my sister. It's a pity that my sister is rebellious and I don't know if she'll change. Derek Evans quickly chimed in, Mr. Walker, our Mag has always been gentle and kind since she was little. Seeing her sister accused of cheating and being scolded made her feel uneasy. We'll educate Xaviera properly so she won't make such mistakes in the future. Jackson Walker raised his head proudly and cleared his throat, Mr. Evans, you should discipline Xaviera properly to prevent. Prevent what? A cold voice interrupted Jackson Walker's words. Xaviera Evans suddenly appeared at the door, her eyes narrowed and a cold smile on her lips. Are you afraid that I will surpass you and take away your title of National Translation Master? The scene was silent as the grave. At that moment, several servants rushed in. Miss Xaviera insisted on coming in, and we couldn't stop her. Derek Evans's face darkened. Xaviera, you are so rude. To barge in like this and show such disrespect to Mr. Walker. Do I need to inform you in advance when I come back to the Evans family? Mr. Evans, have you forgotten whose house this is? Derek Evans instantly fell silent, his face turning ugly. Mag quickly stepped in to smooth things over and then looked at Xaviera. Sister, father, and I have already pleaded for leniency on your behalf. Mr. W.A. Laker doesn't blame you. You don't have to worry about the impact of this matter on you. Xaviera let out a cold laugh, her eyes icy. Mr. Walker, do you have the qualification to blame me? Because Xaviera's aura was too overpowering, Jackson Walker couldn't help but take a few steps back. Derek Evans felt a chill in his heart and immediately yelled angrily, Xaviera, what do you want to do? Mag Evans looked sad, sister, you've realized your mistake, father, don't blame her anymore. Chapter 168, Initiating a Challenge Xaviera. Evans paid no heed to the theatrical father and daughter duo, instead fixing her icy gaze on Jackson Walker. With a cold laugh she said, Mr. Walker, you accuse me of cheating. Where's your evidence? Jackson Walker dropped his gaze guiltily, not daring to meet Xaviera's eyes. He knew very well in his heart that Xaviera had not cheated, but he would never admit it. He couldn't bear the thought of anyone surpassing him, especially a woman in her 20s. If others knew that despite his years of hard work, he was still outdone by a woman so much younger, he would surely be the subject of ridicule. Derek Evans glared in fury, "You scoundrel. How did our family end up with such a nuisance like you? Not only did you ruin our family's reputation by cheating, but you also returned home to cause such a ruckus." Challenge Xaviera Evans paid no heed to the theatrical father and daughter duo, instead fixing her icy gaze on Jackson Walker. With a cold laugh she said, "Mr. Walker, you accuse me of cheating. Where's your evidence?" Jackson Walker dropped his gaze guiltily, not daring to meet Xaviera's eyes. He knew very well in his heart that Xaviera had not cheated, but he would never admit it. He couldn't bear the thought of anyone surpassing him, especially a woman in her twenties. If others knew that despite his years of HARD work, he was still outdone by a woman so much younger, he would surely be the subject of ridicule. Derek Evans glared in fury, "You scoundrel. How did our family end up with such a nuisance like you? Not only did you ruin our family's reputation by cheating, but you also returned home to cause such a ruckus." Xaviera's eyes were full of disdain. Without a shred of evidence, Derek was determined to label his daughter as guilty, ready to stain her life with disgrace. He was simply unfit to be a father. But then again, she had long since lost all hope in the Evans family. Facing Derek, she felt nothing but pure contempt. Mag bit her lip, "Sister, you should apologize to Father and Mr. Walker quickly. As long as you genuinely repent, we won't blame you." Xaviera swept her gaze over everyone, seemingly all here for her sake, but not one of them was sincere. They were all pressuring her to admit to the accusations. Xaviera took a deep breath, her gaze turning icy, "Mr. Walker, during my second D exam, Professor Valley and the dean were present. The English department students can vouch for my capabilities. Yet you continue to accuse me of cheating. You may disregard them. But what about the members of the International Translation Organization? How about we take part in the translation competition together? Whether I cheated or not will naturally become clear then. What do you say?" Jackson Walker scoffed, "You participating in the translation competition? WH at a joke. What? Are you afraid, Mr. Walker?" Xaviera smirked, "Jackson Walker. I officially challenge you today. Do you dare compete against me in front of everyone?" Jackson Walker trembled visibly, shock filling his eyes. Watching from the side, Derek burst out angrily, "Xaviera. You're just a country boy bumpkin like your mother, headstrong and stubborn. You dare to challenge Mr. Walker. You've certainly gone mad. If you impede Mag's path, I'll make sure you disappear from the face of the earth." Just then, Jackson Walker's phone started to ring loudly. Jackson Walker hurriedly took out his phone, his wide with shock. Eyes he was tagged by countless netizens, so much so that the system was on the verge of crashing. International Translation Organization, our department acknowledges Miss Xaviera Evans's translation abilities. The allegations of cheating remain questionable. Therefore, upon Miss Evans's request, we are officially challenging Mr. Jackson Walker. Xaviera Evans, hope Mr. Walker won't be absent from the translation competition in 2 days at Jackson Walker. Netizens. Zavira, is she triggered? In the Evans villa, Derek looked on in shock, not believing why anyone from THE International Translation Organization would want to help Zavira. This scoundrel surely cheated, Mag must be telling the truth. Yet the organization believes Zavira is being wronged. She must have hooked up with some big shot in the organization. Who is standing up for her and meddling on her behalf? How shameful! Zavira coolly swept her gaze over everyone. Mr. Walker, I'll see you on the competition field in 2 days. Once outside the door, Zavira took out her voice recorder from her bag. She had come to the Evans for the express purpose of recording this, to expose their ugly faces. Whether it be the Evans family or Jackson Walker, she wouldn't let a single one of them off. Only then did Jackson Walker somewhat manage to calm down. He tried to convince himself that while this Zavira possessed some skills, she was still too young. She was no match for him. After all, he was a master translator at the national level and had made appearances in international translation events. Surely they would give him some fa-ce. Just setting foot on stage, the judges would surely award him high scores. He took a deep breath, suddenly startled by how frightened he had been of Xaviera. Even if he couldn't beat Zavira, there were still dirty tricks to play. As long as Zavira didn't manage to participate in the competition on time, all else would be talk and no action. Jackson Walker wore a smug smile and stormed off. A moment later, Derek finally registered and broke out in curses, "That little bit ch, Zavira. She actually dared to talk back to me? What gives her the right to challenge Jackson Walker? If she loses, where would the Evans family hide its face?" Mag, with a helpless look on her face, "Sister really is confused. How could she possibly compete with Mr. Walker? In the end, Mr. Walker is surely going to harbor resentment towards the Evans family. Mr. Walker just agreed to take me as his student. Now I'm sure it's all in vain. But I don't matter. What I'm worried about is the whole Evans family. Sister gotten gry and blew things out of proportion. But what about the Evans family? I'm really afraid that people will laugh at Dad. You've put in so much effort in for the Evans family, it can't be ruined by Sister." Chapter 169, Green Tea Skill Upgrade. Derek Evans's face was gloomy. "It's still Mag who thinks about the overall situation. Now that things have come to this, let's see what Zavira can come up with. In the translation competition in 2 days, we must go to see, and absolutely cannot let Zavira disgrace the Evans family." Mag nodded her head and smiled wickedly, "Yes, Dad." 2 days later, at 10 o'clock, the venue for the translation competition has been set up, and people enter a D one after another. The audience was excited because, this time, Zavira was going to challenge the translation master Jackson Walker. Moreover, this Zavira was the cheating student mentioned in Jackson Walker's Twitter post, which makes people even more eager to see the outcome of this competition. Netizens were also very concerned about the outcome of the competition, with several cameras broadcasting live during the translation contest, and some journalists allowed in for interviews. Caleb Mamet's car slowly came to a stop, and he looked at Zavira, MRS. Mamet, Are you sure you want to go yourself? Zabira knew that Caleb, the dog man, liked weak women. If he saw her on the field, he would probably be shocked, so she refused immediately. She smiled softly, I can go by myself, just wait for my good news. Caleb raised his eyebrows, fine. Zabira nodded and quickly got out of the car. She had participated in several international translation competitions before, always winning first place. Jackson Walker was no match for her. As soon as Zabira entered, she saw Mag Sis. I thought you weren't coming. Mag wore a pink princess dress, a crystal crown on the head, and enthusiastically greeted Zabira. Mor Mammoth stood beside her, looking at Zabira with disdain. Mag asked worriedly, Sister, you can still back out now. If you really lose, Dad will definitely be furious. With those words, the surrounding people cast astonished glances. Mag, who is she? Is she also a contestant? Those who participated in the translation competition in previous years had familiar faces, but they had never seen Zabira before. Mag's eyes flashed a hint of malice, but she turned around and enthusiastically introduced, This is my sister Zabira Evans. Everyone was stunned. So it's her. She's the one who challenged Mr. Walker. I heard her last two SCO residential were fake, how shameless to how up here. Mr. Walker has already let the matter go, yet she still won't give up. She really doesn't know when to quit. Mag pretended to be nervous. Stop talking, my sister, she deliberately acted as if she wanted to explain for Zabira but didn't know where to start, eventually turning red-eyed, my sister can translate, don't say such things about her. Everyone snorted coldly, thinking Mag was too kind-hearted and that's why she was defending Zabira. Zabira, Mag's green coffee skills upgraded. She should have been an actress. At this moment, excited voices and journalists swarmed from outside as Jackson Walker slowly walked in. As Jackson Walker passed by Zabira, he was full of pride. The live broadcast officially began, and the first match I was between Jackson Walker and Zabira. The first match contestants, Jackson Walker and Zabira Evans. The person in charge of the translation competition announced loudly. Jackson Walker looked at Zabira disdainfully. He was determined to win this competition because he had already obtained the test questions and had translated the most perfect answer. Could his answer, prepared for 2 days, be worse than Zaviera's on the spot translation? After he defeated Zabira, he would make her apologize publicly and announce her withdrawal from the translation world forever. This time, the translation topic was a complicated poem from England. They had to translate it within 10 minutes, with accurate words and beautiful sentences. Everyone thought that Jackson Walker could translate it, but Zabira definitely couldn't. Jackson Walker soon translated the answer, and the audience applauded excitedly after hearing it. Mr. Walker is so amazing. He can translate such difficult and obscure poetry in such a short time. Mr. W. Alker truly deserves to be a domestic translation master. Poetry is difficult to understand in the first place, and this poem has never been translated before. Mr. Walker reached this level in just a few minutes. Zaviera dares to compete with Mr. Walker, she's definitely going to get a face slap this time. Look at her pretending to be calm. She probably can't understand a single word. Does she really think that just because she's learned some English, she can compare herself with Mr. Walker? More Mammoth frowned, Zaviera, just admit defeat. Don't let Mag lose face. You've been living in the countryside since you were little, you haven't even learned English. Mag can't eat or sleep because of you. How can you be so selfish? Zaviera slowly looked up and glanced at Jackson Walker. This is considered a good translation? They really have no vision. Chapter 170, Slapping Jackson Walker in the Face. Zaviera Evans slowly walked onto the stage, and a poem appeared on the screen. Jackson Walker translated the first part, while she translated the second part. The vocabulary of the first part was simpler and easier to understand, while the second part consisted of obscure words, making it difficult to create a beautiful context. Looking at the topics, it would be difficult for her to turn the tide against her, unless her ability surpassed that of Jackson Walker by a large margin. Zaviera closed her eyes and thought for a moment before opening them, appearing unruffled and staring intently at the topic. Jackson Walker watched her, his face full of ridicule. One of the supporters exclaimed in surprise. She prepared to answer after just a moment of thinking, it seems she's giving up. Jackson's face fell in disappointment. This student is too arrogant, not only refusing to admit to cheating, but even challenging me, she's so vain. The supporter sighed, she's so young, and yet she's seeking her own doom. As soon as the words fell, Zaviera's voice came slowly, cold and standard, originally those complex and difficult to understand words, under her translation turned into a beautiful poem, making people intoxicated. Zaviera was originally outstanding in translation, and her voice added a beauty to it, which instantly shocked everyone. After the translation was over, the whole venue was silent for a moment, followed by thunderous applause. Many contestants below the stage could not believe their ears. Zaviera is so strong. I've never heard Mag Evans mention her sister, I didn't expect her to be so amazing. Zaviera dared to challenge Mr. Walker, there must be a reason. I even think her translation is much better than Mr. Walker's. With the first person praising Zaviera, the others also agreed from an objective point of view. That's right, I thought it was just me, but it turns out that everyone thinks so too. Zaviera's use of words is more accurate, and she also creates a more beautiful context. It's obvious that she's better than Mr. Walker, I'm fascinated by her. Exactly. Some people have said that no one can translate the essence of this poem, but Zaviera was able to accurately find the right words, making me feel it was no worse than the original. Mag Evans' face darkened, and she screamed in her heart. This is impossible. How could Zaviera, who has lived in the countryside since she was a child, understand translation? Below the stage, Jackson Walker's eyes were gloomy and his face was pale. Everyone around him was intoxicated with Zaviera's translated poem, which W as a huge humiliation to him. I just looked down on Zaviera, I didn't expect her to in the face be a genius in the translation world. Even if she's arrogant, it's well deserved. The words were beautiful, the logic was smooth, it was simply too amazing. At this point, the judges had already given their scores and handed the list to the host. The host walked slowly to the front of the stage and calmly said, "The judges gave Mr. Jackson Walker a high score of 7.9. There was silence below the stage. With Zaviera's excellent translation, Jackson's work seemed tasteless. Was a rare high score for ordinary people, but at this moment they were more concerned about Zaviera's score. Then, the host announced loudly, "Now, let me announce Zaviera's score." The judges unanimously gave her a perfect 10, congratulations to Miss Zaviera Evans. Jackson Walker's body trembled violently. It was actually a perfect score. Zaviera had scored a perfect 10 again. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. She was only in her 20s and hadn't even studied English, so how could she get a perfect score from the translation organization? He had been in the translation world for so many years, the judges knew him, why would they let him lose to an unknown woman? The host invited Zaviera onto the stage, and the judges started to praise her translation. The words of the judges kept pouring into Jackson's ears, causing him to suffer a huge blow. His head felt heavy, and his eyes were filled with fear. People whispered, "The fact that Zaviera could score so high in the translation competition proves that there was no cheating in her English exam. Don't you guys know Jackson Walker? He can't stand anyone being better than him, and he doesn't allow gifted people like Zaviera to surpass him." So he falsely accused her of cheating in the exam. Look at them now. His translation skills are not even impossible. Absolutely impossible. She was only in her 20s and hadn't even studied English, so how could she get a perfect score from the translation organization? He had been in the translation world for so many years, the judges knew him, why would they let him lose to an unknown woman? The host invited Zaviera onto the stage, and the judges started to praise her translation. The words of the judges kept pouring into Jackson's ears, causing him to suffer a huge blow. His head felt heavy, and his eyes were filled with fear. People whispered, "The fact that Zaviera could score so high in the translation competition proves that there was no cheating in her English exam. Don't you guys know Jackson Walker? He can't stand anyone being better than him, and he doesn't allow gifted people like Zaviera to surpass him, so he falsely accused her of cheating in the exam. Look at them now. His translation skills are not even slapping Jackson Walker in the face close to Zaviera's." Listening to the surrounding irony, Jackson wished he could crawl into a crack in the ground. Everyone said he was selfish and had wronged Zaviera, the genius girl. Originally, he had planned to ruin her reputation, but now, the situation had turned against him. Zaviera must have cheated again, he had to expose her, or else he would not be able to gain a foothold in the translation world in the future. At this moment, one of the judges looked admiringly at Zaviera. "Zaviera, while do you be interested in joining the International Translation Organization? I would recommend, no. What qualifies her to join the translation organization? She must have known the topic in advance." With a roar, the judge's words were interrupted. Turning their heads, they saw Jackson, full of rage, storming onto the stage.